USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Amid strict travel bans and border closings, Americans are trying to head home from around the globe. But once they return, they have to wait for hours in long lines for medical screenings.
It's understandable how when people see a travel ban, they immediately want to hunker and get home. Hopefully we don't have more of that, but I think we probably, unfortunately, will see that.
On Fox News Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says that social distancing can curb the spread of the virus, and he thinks everyone should make changes to their daily lives.
To think that right now everything is going to be okay if you don't do anything, that's absolutely incorrect.
President Trump says he has been tested for the coronavirus, and the test did come back negative. This is USA Radio News.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.